How the Dinosaur Got His Shoes. Written by Johnny Prin. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Josephine Ornago. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Roberto Benfenati. People have always wondered why they find piles of shoes wherever they find dinosaur bones. The truth is that all dinosaurs used to wear shoes. All of them, that is, except Terence Rex. It wasn't that Terence didn't want to wear shoes. Without them, he was always treading on thistles, or stubbing his toes on rocks, or leaving footprints everywhere, so that the other dinosaurs knew it must be him who had stolen the biscuits. It was just that he couldn't never find any shoes that were quite right. But after one particularly sore feet stubby toes sort of morning, Terence decided that enough was enough. He set off to find the perfect pair of scarpe. It wasn't long before Terence found a dinosaur twirling around in a pair of pink ballet shoes. "Hello, what's your name?"
"Ciao, mi chiamo Steg," said the other dinosaur.
"Could I try on your pink scarpe?" asked Terence.
"Sì, of course you can try on my scarpe rosa," said Steg.
Terence put on the scarpe rosa and started to dance with joy. He whirled and twirled and leapt through the air, right onto a prickly thistle.
"Ouch!"
cried Terence. "Le scarpe rosa were just too thin." "No, these aren't right. But I can't expect to find the right scarpe after trying on just one pair. Thank you, Steg. Goodbye." The next dinosauro Terence met was wearing sparkly white disco scarpe.
"Ciao, come ti chiami?" said Terence.
"Mi chiamo Trish," said the dinosauro.
"Could I try on your white scarpe?"
"Sì, of course," said Trish.
Terence popped on the scarpe bianche and looked down at his feet. But the scarpe bianche sparkled and shone and made his eyes hurt.
"No, these scarpe aren't quite right either," said Terence, "but I've only tried on one, two pairs. Grazie, Trish. Ciao."
Terence walked on until he met a dinosauro as tall as the trees, wearing red high-heeled scarpe.
"Ciao," Terence shouted up to her. "Come ti chiami?"
"Mi chiamo Bridget," said the tall dinosauro.
Terence told Bridget about his search for scarpe. When he asked her, she kicked off her red scarpe for him to try.
He climbed into le scarpe rosse, but they were so tall, he wibbled and wobbled and fell right on his bottom. "No, these shoes aren't right either, but I've only tried on uno, due, tre pairs. Grazie, Bridget. Ciao."
Terence left the forest and found a pair of dinosauri in a shiny black top scarpe, bashing their heads together.
"Ciao, mi chiamo Crash," said the first dinosauro.
"E io mi chiamo Wallop," said the second.
"Could I try on your black scarpe?" asked Terence. Wallop gave Terence his scarpe nere.
But when Terence tried them on, all the tipping and tapping gave him a terrible headache.
"No, these aren't right. But I've only tried on uno, due, tre, quattro pairs. Maybe I'll find the right scarpe at the watering hole."
There were lots of dinosauri at the watering hole and lots of scarpe to try on. Il paio di scarpe, number 5, were green trainers, but le scarpe verdi were too sporty.
Il paio di scarpe, number 6, were orange football boots. But le scarpe arancioni were too smelly.
Il paio di scarpe, numero 7, were big purple boots. But le scarpe viola were too heavy.
Il paio di scarpe numero 8 were yellow wellies. But le scarpe gialle were too dinosauro danghi.
Have tried on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 paia di scarpe. And none of them have been right, said Terence.
Just then a flying dinosauro wearing blue scarpe with wheels on the bottom landed beside him.
Ciao, said the flying dinosauro when she saw Terence.
Mi chiamo Penny. Pleased to meet you.
Ciao, said Terence.
Could I try on your scarpe blu?
Sì, of course, said Penny.
These scarpe blu are great, said Terence, whizzing around. I wonder where I can get a pair.
Ah!
He wailed, rolling down the hill and crashing into a tree trunk.
It's hopeless, Terence cried. I've tried on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 paia di scarpe now, and not one of them has been right. I'm going to have sore feet and stubbed toes forever.
Actually, there is one more paio di scarpe for you to try, said a voice from the bushes. There was a rustling, and Bridget appeared, followed by all the other dinosauri Terence had met that day.
We all had so much fun watching you try on our scarpe that we wanted to say grazie, said Steg. So we bought you a present.
Penny swooped down next to them, carrying a large box. Terence opened the box. Inside, he found a pair of fancy brown scarpe. They weren't too thin, or too shiny, or too smelly, or too loud, or too dirty. And they were just his size.
Grazie, said Terence, putting on the scarpe marroni.
I've tried on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 paia di scarpe now.
And these ones are perfect.
And although he did have a little trouble with the laces from time to time, Terence Rex never had sore feet or stubbed toes ever again. All thanks to his scarpe marroni.